This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver City Council is poised to revisit a proposal to ban the sale of flavored tobacco. CPR's John Daly reports.
A group of city council members held a one-hour virtual community conversation Wednesday evening to discuss the impacts of flavored tobacco on Denver kids and a proposal to end its sale in Denver. Here's Councilmember Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez, who backs the proposal.
We are seeing how this is negatively impacting kids in our communities. You know, for me, this is a no-brainer.
The issue is on the agenda for the council's Budget and Policy Committee meeting on Monday. A similar measure failed in 2021 after it was vetoed by then-Mayor Michael Hancock. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Coloradan who was killed by an E. coli outbreak, possibly tied to McDonald's, was from Mesa County. The bacteria has turned up in at least 9 Colorado counties. CPR's Bazi Kanani.
An older adult who lived in Mesa County is the only known fatality so far, but at least 18 others in the county were infected. The state health department says there are 26 confirmed cases across the state, and 8 people, including teens, had to be treated in hospitals. It's unclear whether onions or beef patties caused the outbreak. McDonald's has stopped serving certain onions and their quarter-pounder burger from affected states. An investigation by the Centers for Disease Control is underway. I'm Bazi Kanani, CPR News.
Colorado's 9 affected counties are Arapahoe, Chaffee, El Paso, Gunnison, Larimer, Mesa, Rout, Teller, and Weld counties. The finances of one of the state's critical health systems are on the ballot this fall. Denver Health has had a funding crisis for years while its expenses grow.
550% since 1996, more than a doubling of patients. Yet our funding has remained essentially stagnant.
Voters in Denver are deciding on a sales tax increase to help pay for the hospital, and there's more about it later in this hour. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.